Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalists sell the general public on bioethics and to not get treatment in your life. But here's the description to Wesley Smith's book that he's basically serialized in the Wall Street Journal. When his teenage son, Christopher, brain damaged in an auto accident, developed a 106-degree fever following weeks of unconsciousness, John Campbell asked the attending physician for help. The doctor refused. Why bother? The boy's life was effectively over. Campbell refused to accept this verdict. He demanded treatment and threatened legal action. The doctor finally relented. With treatment, Christopher's temperature subsided almost immediately. Soon afterwards, he regained consciousness, and today he is learning to walk again. This story is one of many Wesley J. Smith recounts in his groundbreaking new book, Culture of Death. It's been out for 10 years now. Smith believes that American medicine is changing from a system based on the sanctity of human life to a stark utilitarian model, yeah, it's eugenics, in which the medically defenseless are seen as having not just a right to die, but a duty to die. Going behind the curtain of scenes of healthcare system, he shows how doctors withdraw desired care based on feudal care theory rather than providing it as required by the Hippocratic Oath. Well, it's been removed. And how bioethicists influence policy by considering questions such as whether organs may be harvested from the terminally ill and disabled. This is a passionate yet coolly reasoned book. Yeah. And he doesn't even get into really eugenics. I'm kind of the master researcher along with Aaron Dykes on that. It integrates in. And we either understand, folks, they're now killing people who have become paralyzed. They're saying, well, your quality of life's not too good, paralyzed, neck down. We're going to kill you. Now, if you're Christopher Reeves and got, you know, $10 million in the bank, we're going to suck you dry. See, if you don't have money, they're going to kill you through this government-run healthcare system. And that's what's so sick. I'm not putting out rhetoric here to demonize Obamacare because I don't like Obama and I don't like the free phone and I'm just mad because he's black and all this baloney. And these people jumping up and down feeling like they've won because their guy's in. Mitt Romney was bad too, but Obama was clearly worse. That's why he was put in. And the fact that they can say, oh, there's a mandate now for all this just shows how they sell this fraud. I mean, look at this article by Wesley J. Smith in the Weekly Standard, 2004. Now they want to euthanize children. Paul Watson finds a bioethics journal, the biggest one this year, becomes big news, but it's all old news. It's been going on. It's getting worse. In the Netherlands, 31% of pediatricians have killed infants. A fifth of these killings were done without the consent of the parents. You hear that? Going Dutch has never been so horrible. You hear that? Because euthanasia is very Scandinavian. Very Northern European. That's archived at Infowars.com. Now, where's Paul Watson's new article on this? It's up at Infowars.com, and it is so incredibly important. We'll punch that up from Infowars.com. Will sick babies be starved to death under Obamacare? Doctors describe horror of Britain's socialist healthcare system. And I called Watson early this morning. I worked with him some on this article. He focuses on England. This is already going on. It's not, even my writers who are incredibly intelligent have a governor in their minds. Because I sat there for like 20 minutes on the phone with Paul at 7 a.m. this morning. And I said, after not sleeping all night, go check this out, go check that out. They're already killing babies like that here in the U.S. And then Paul writes an article. I'm not criticizing him. This is full spectrum analysis here. Saying, could it happen? See, a normal person, I can go give you, Paul, where they're already killing kids. People say Infowars.com exaggerates. People say PrisonPlanet.com exaggerates. That's kind of a fake meme. Sometimes we do by accident, or there's hyperbole, but usually it's not. It's worse than we're telling you, okay? It's worse. It's worse. It's worse. Bill Gates, there's a video clip of Bill Gates saying, if we don't give a lady end of life coverage, we can hire 10 teachers. And the teachers all clap. Oh, good. They're being taught to be predators. sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalists on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a five-pack of replacement fuel discs, two Life Straw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a four-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back in 2004, I had a chance to meet her at the Project Censored Awards in San Francisco. I was there getting second place for a report on the Patriot Act, withdrawing remaining rights from the Bill of Rights. And she's in our film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State. She's been on the show, I don't know, 10 times or so over the years. She is former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. We played the clips here before, but, you know, grilling Rumsfeld about sex trafficking, with the Pentagon and defense contractors and DynCorp, and Rumsfeld saying they're allowed to do that. Just type in congressional hearing on child sex trafficking, and you'll see it on YouTube. And, boy, they went after her after that happened, Democratic Party as well. And she goes to war zones to cover what's happening. She has a lot of courage. And, you know, this is what the Democratic Party in the past has claimed they're about, fighting for the little guy. But they're all bought and paid for by the same people as the Republican leadership. And I was driving along in the car listening on a local affiliate here in Austin, Texas. I think it was Monday. And I heard Cynthia McKinney on Captain Joyce Riley's show here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. And I thought, man, it's time to try to get her on. Because last time I tried to get her on, she was out of the country doing reporting, but she joins us for the rest of the hour. And we've got some in-studio guests joining us as well. But, you know, she was talking about Barack Obama and why he's so dangerous, because he makes people that are traditionally anti-torture, anti-war, anti-police state just say, hey, I want NDAA. I want troops on the streets. I want TSA sticking their hands down our pants. I want banker bailouts, because it's Obama. And we saw conservatives go to sleep under Bush because, well, he's a Republican. We're winning. It's the same thing when they're bought and paid for. So I wanted her to flesh that out, to talk about her trips to the Middle East, talk about her take on the ouster of a Gaddafi, and now in Syria, our government admitting they run al-Qaeda. I wanted to get her take on where she sees all this going and where she sees the future of America. Because let me tell you something. Cynthia McKinney has more courage than any man I know. I mean, I've been invited to Iraq to cover things with the real press. I've been invited to the West Bank. I've been invited to these places. I've been invited, to come be an observer by foreign governments, an official letterhead. I won't even get into that. And it's not that I'm physically afraid. It's that I'm comfortable here covering things, doing things, reaching millions a day. But I think that's a cop-out. It's just like some of the other guests we have on who were in Tripoli while it was under bombardment. People like Webster Tarpley, people like Wayne Madsen. And she just has incredible courage. And I know she's transformed, too, from 20 years ago, you know, kind of being more of a mainline Democrat, to her awakening through the system from the inside. That's really what I admire above everything out there, is people that really have courage and really tell it like it is. Now, I'm going to stop gushing for Cynthia McKinney. That's why she's been so demonized, misrepresented in the press, is because the system is scared of this woman. And I guess you ought to count her lucky stars, because they used to just kill people like her. Now they just kill your character in the media, assassinate your character. But they sure tried to do that. But I know the real Cynthia McKinney, and we ought to do a special piece just on the wars she's been through. Cynthia, great to have you with us, Congresswoman, a former Congresswoman. You've heard my little intro here. I want to get into Obama first, because he provides that illusion that's helping bring in this corporate world government right now.
You're absolutely right. And I remember watching a clip of Henry Kissinger saying that it was amazing the amount of goodwill that candidate Barack Obama had. And it is absolutely true that around the world, President Barack Obama still maintains goodwill, even as he is torturing, renditioning, killing, spending our money on war and even more war. And it's just amazing the amount of goodwill. And so what that really tells me is that people around the world were really waiting for U.S. voters to step up to the plate and do the right thing and elect someone who, first of all, would stick to his word and keep campaign promises, make a campaign that was really a campaign of, for, and by the people, but then also elect someone who was capable of being a global citizen, someone who felt responsibility for the impact of U.S. policy in other places around the world. Sadly, that is not the case with Barack Obama. And the talked about nomination of Ambassador Susan Rice to the Secretary of State position is just one more example of how the powers that be are able to take what ought to be something good and turn it into a travesty. This woman sat on top of U.S. regime change in Rwanda that resulted in 1 million people being killed. And this was a policy that she went along with.
And that State Department Memorandum 200, Henry Kissinger, 1973, continuing. We have that clip in a moment of Kissinger. We're going to play that, Congresswoman. But here's what's so incredible about this. is that these facts are public, that Rwanda wasn't a disaster. It was engineered. All that's come out, and it's part of the policy of killing Africans deader than a hammer. And it's so incredible that as long as it's the liberals doing it, it's cute and funny. Here's Henry Kissinger right after Obama was elected saying he's going to bring in the New World Order. Here it is.
What do you think the most important thing is for Barack Obama? Obviously, you're here to talk about the anniversary for U.S.-China diplomatic relations, but if you had to say this is going to be the country or the conflict or the place that will define the Obama administration, what would it be?
Definitely like coming into office at a moment when there are upheavals in many parts of the world simultaneously. Like India, Pakistan, the jihadist movement. So he can't really say there is one problem that is the most important one. But he can give a new impetus to American foreign policy, partly because the reception of him is so extraordinary around the world. I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
Okay, again, that is on the stock market floor, so that's not the best version of it. We actually have a clip of it in Fall of the Republic, breaking all that down with Henry Kissinger, but there it is. And it's just so incredible that people say, oh, you don't like Obama because you're a racist. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Cynthia McKinney, what do you say to people that throw that around when people point out that Obama is just the other side of the same globalist coin?
Well, unfortunately, we still have a lot of people who buy into this Kissingerian myth about the goodwill. And I subscribe to the view of Glenn Ford of Black Agenda Report, who says that President Obama is the more effective evil, not the lesser of two evils or the lesser evil, but he's the more effective evil. And why is that? Because he is allowed to do the things that Bill Clinton, even or especially George W. Bush, would not be allowed to do. He's allowed to do the things that Romney couldn't even think about doing. And so now, for example, the tabling of the idea of $400 billion cuts in the social safety net. This is outrageous when there's no talk at all about trimming the Pentagon and cutting out all of these wars. Literally, as we speak, right now, the United States is bombing Somalia. There's no need for all of this.
AFRICOM is invading everything, as we said in the Obama deception now 4 years ago. All of this is coming out. And what about Libya, where they put al-Qaeda in? They actually engage in ethnic cleansing of real Africans, people that belong there. And then now they're using the same al-Qaeda against Syria. It's incredible.
Yes, that's exactly what is happening. And I think the government of Syria announced that they had the bodies of over 150 foreign fighters. And we know that people from Libya have, with their weapons, gone into Syria. It's just a tragedy all around. This is a man-made tragedy. It's a human-made tragedy. And it is something that if we exercise our political rights and stretch our political muscle, we can stop it. But I just am so, at this point, not confused, but just disappointed in the lack of outrage at the things that are happening and that our president and the Congress can get away with.
Well, it's like the bottom dropped out. The government openly arms al-Qaeda to take over two countries. They use al-Qaeda to attack inside Iran, staging terror attacks while saying give our rights up because of al-Qaeda. The government runs giant white slavery rings. People always email me saying white people's. No, I mean sex slavery, folks. I mean, which you've been a champion against. I want to get into that. It's so crazy. And then I had a young woman cutting my hair this weekend, and she was sitting there saying, yeah, I want to join the UN to fight sex trafficking, and it's the UN running it. I mean, it's just the level of ignorance, like the bottom's falling out. Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney's our guest. We've got her for the rest of the hour. Stay with us. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com. that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, just as I began to think here, we're having Cynthia McKinney on, and why I'm saying she's such a champion. If you type in McKinney Grills Rumsfeld, you'll find a clip we grabbed off C-SPAN. I don't know, was it back in 2007 or so? And then YouTube kept pulling it down, but people made copies of it. And it's McKinney Grills Rumsfeld. And in 9 minutes, she brings up the child kidnapping rings and stuff. And Rumsfeld says, well, DynCorp is just allowed to do that. I mean, that's what's incredible about this. I'm going to play that later. But while she was talking, it was Democratic operatives that basically helped push her out of the Congress. I mean, they have gone after her like nothing I've ever seen. And Hank Johnson's the guy that says islands capsize. That's the guy they put in. A new article at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and it's got the clips of him talking. Democratic rep wants to amend Constitution to deny free speech, Kurt Nemo. So literally, I wasn't going to bring up this guy who they used to get her out of Congress that says islands capsize. They're floating, you understand, according to him. That's who the globalists found to get rid of this incredibly smart lady, smart as they come. They put this guy in who now is calling to restrict free speech. I mean, he literally is like a cartoon character. Cynthia, I think it's time for you to run for Congress again.
Well, you know, I get that, and I this last little thing that you make me speechless all the time, and no one is ever able to do that. But I, you know, yes, I'm working on my PhD right now, and when I finish, I think I might just do that because, and actually, I'll be finished very soon. So just in time for 2014, conveniently enough.
Tell us about this guy that the neocons got behind to run against you because you kept exposing him.
Well, the only thing I can say is that it's really pathetic. You know, the people of the 4th District have not been served at all since I left. And we've got these outrageous statements that have been made. But when I say not served at all, I mean, people don't even see him. And maybe that's a good thing because then they are not reminded of the complete person that they have there who really is not the brightest pole on the block. But what he was bright enough to do was to say yes. When the Democrats approached him, apparently it was Rahm Emanuel who did so and gave him the deal. And then he came to me and said, well, you know, it's just business. It's nothing personal.
Yeah, well, let's play the guy that thinks islands are floating. And he said this wasn't a joke. Here is the gentleman now saying get rid of our free speech. Here it is.
No, this is a
Hey guys, that's not a serious clip. Hit pause. Hit pause. We're gonna have to get the long one. Find the spot where he says the island's floating, because or the computer's messing up. We've got that clip's been saved many times. So we want to get a proper clip during the break, and we'll play it. Everybody knows about him saying that, you know, islands could capsize. We put too many military bases on it, and I think the computer was having a problem there, but. Cynthia, I mean, it's just incredible the lengths they go after you.
Well, it was both the Democrats and the Republicans, and it was also the pro-Israel lobby, which, of course, no one wants to talk about. But when we have Operation Pillar of Cloud being supported by 535 members of Congress, as we just saw the most recent Israeli bombardment of Gaza, and I was prepared to go back to Gaza as well. But they had the ceasefire, and so then, of course, there was no need to go in underneath the bombing. But I was told by people in Gaza that it was a 24-hour, around-the-clock bombardment. And there really wasn't very much left to bomb except the people from Operation Cast Lead. So now what is this all leading up to? And I would have to say with the news reports now being that President Obama is determined to support more money, to donate more money to Israel for their dome missile defense system. And there's also some building 911 that is a mysterious construction that's also being reported in Israel. Now, I have Israelis who are telling me that Israel is actually building a series of bunkers Maybe that's what this is. I have no idea.
Stay there, and we do have the full clip of him on Guam floating. We'll get it more into Obama, more into your trips to the Middle East. Straight ahead with Cynthia McKinney.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live. I'll be live this Sunday. Occasionally we have best-of shows or recorded shows. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Also, InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock every night Central. Congresswoman, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, demonized, taken out of context, giant media operations against her. We're going to play a clip of why coming up when she exposed Rumsfeld. There's like an hour of it, but there's short clips online. McKinney grills Rumsfeld where they admit DynCorp was running giant child kidnapping rings. That's who runs the major CPS contracting here in the U.S. They're the biggest single contractor as well. They were put in the penalty box on Bosnian contracts for 1 year. That was their punishment, and they had the director of the Pentagon Budget Office, Dr. Chu, explain it all, and they are scared of her. And I'm telling you, she's got angels around her. She'd be dead. She's here with us now, but we were having a computer glitch earlier. That's why I was repeating the clip. That happens sometimes every once in a while. Crew's doing a great job. Here is that clip of that congressperson before we go back to her that replaced her, that the Democrats ran against her Not Republicans have run people against Ron Paul in his own district. Democrats hate the idea of the First Amendment. Does not explicitly restrict the right of corporations to free speech. In other words, to address this perceived flaw, Representative Hank Johnson, a Georgia Democrat, has proposed amending the Constitution. We need a constitutional amendment to allow the legislature to control the so-called free speech rights of corporations, but that would then lead on to individuals, and it breaks all of that down. This guy's a total puppet. Anything he's pushing, you know, is bad. Let's play that clip of him saying islands are floating. Here it is.
No, this is a island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000.
Okay, that's enough. He goes on to talk more about capsizing. And Congresswoman, I apologize for even going back to that clip. I just want to point out, this is who the Democrats wanted to replace you with, because you've been critical of some of the things the Israelis are doing. And Ron Paul, in his farewell address, you know, he said, why is AIPAC, why will no one be able to criticize AIPAC or they come after you? I mean, I've not even been overly critical of Israel, and I've had AIPAC lobby come after me. I mean, you've got to really, you know, just toe the line or they come after you.
Yes, it's true. And actually, in my schoolwork, which is the PhD is in leadership and change, and clearly our country needs both. But I'm focusing on targeted assassination, and I'm going back to the most complete and thorough documentation that we have of this particular phenomenon, or policy rather, and that is during the COINTELPRO, the days of the counterintelligence program. Now, what makes this an important issue for us to understand thoroughly is that now today we have a president who is claiming the right of targeted assassination, not just of foreign enemies, but of U.S. citizens on U.S. soil. This is such a grand leap into the stratosphere, or some of us would say the twilight zone, that we have got to understand, if we're going to dissent, we've got to really understand the ways in which now this playing field has been substantively changed by legislation and by the policies and practices that allow this kind of a thing of targeted assassination to take place with impunity.
Well, take the NDAA. Now they want to expand it to allow full military operation, not just have the military disappear us. And now the new Army manual, that can pull the number up for listeners, says re-education camps, that they'll put political dissidents, quote, in re-education camps. They're even using the authoritarian name, Cynthia, and against former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney.
Oh, you better call me Cynthia.
but I mean, it's amazing that it's like open authoritarianism.
Absolutely. But you see, these were actually, these are plans that were drawn up back during the time of the 60s. And that's why the church committee reports are invaluable for not only academicians and, you know, historians, but also invaluable for people who want to dissent and to lead change today. Because Operation Chaos, Operation Garden Plot, these are all, you know, if I were to say the things that are written in these documents, people would say, oh, she's this, she's that, you know, call me all kinds of denigrating names. But it's there and it's online and it's under the church committee reports.
It's declassified. Tell people some of the stuff that's in there.
Well, they go into great length. They do in fact, they do a case study on the targeting of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And they did everything from the media, which they said that the United States CIA had relationships, and imagine that in the era of Pentagon perception management, that this is even multiplied now, but that they had relationships with publishing houses, journalists, out entire media organs, foundations.
Operation Mockingbird.
In fact, every aspect of life. They say in the church committee reports that thousands of academicians, thousands of professors were on the CIA payroll one way or the other. They were actively on the payroll or they had projects that were financed.
And now it's literally, no exaggeration, 20, 30 times worse. Jesse Ventura, his first week as governor, they said, we're going to call you down to the bottom of the Capitol. And there was 23 CIA people there basically telling him, we're watching you here locally. And he said, well, it's illegal for you to be operating domestically. And now tens of billions a year are spent in messages in TV, in the sitcoms and dramas. And what are they? Anti-family, anti-freedom, anti-gun. All of this. We are being bombarded with just absolute destructive messages here.
And that's right. In the 1999 trial that was conducted by William Pepper, who represented the King family, there was expert testimony given that said that approximately 30% of the CIA budget at that time was in this idea of, you know, the Grand Wurlitzer shaping public opinion. Imagine what it is now. Imagine. So here we have the penetration of intelligence, and this is all cataloged in the church committee reports, from churches domestically as well as international, universities, foundations, media and publishing houses. Every aspect of our life had been penetrated one way or another by the intelligence services of the United States. And this is back in the 1970s. Now, of course, back then, Frank Church, Senator Church, who led one part of the investigation, and Otis Pike led another part of the investigation on the House side, Frank Church said that these activities that ranged from targeted assassination through neutralization of people who dissent, like members of American Indian Movement, members of the Black Panther Party, members of the Puerto Rican Independence Movement, which is the three organizations that I'm writing about right now, and right through to the kinds of, Jerry Rubin wrote an open letter that they went through his bank account. They knew how much he made every time he took to the stage and made a speech. They knew everything about Jerry Rubin. And at that time, it was illegal and un-American, according to Senator Church.
And now it is many times worse. But here is the silver lining. People in the FBI, people in the CIA, that was mainly race-based then, and it still is some to a certain extent today. But now it's purely cold-blooded globalist corporate banking cartel that took over with the Federal Reserve, but now is fully dissolved in the U.S. People inside the police, the military, and other areas, because I talked to them, but we're seeing the evidence, they are now demoralized, but not in a bad way. They now get it because of countless people's work, like myself, you, Ron Paul, and others, and they understand. They're not buying the old stories of why they tell them to go out and do evil stuff. They now are getting this. So I think that's really the battle is over the heart and soul. Because now Congress is doing whatever they're told. They're following NATO, you know, being told NATO gives our military orders. So now it's gotten so bad. I mean, I'm starting to see a real awakening. Are you seeing that?
I absolutely am. And that's why I've been working really hard. And I think I'm seeing the dividends of this work. But I've been reaching out because at one point, it became clear to me that it's not black or white. It's not a racial thing anymore. They were just practicing on us, and now they've expanded to the larger community. And so the old paradigms, the old political paradigm, left, right, you know, communist or whatever, all of that is no longer relevant. It's wrong versus right.
Yep, that's it.
That's right.
And it's tyranny versus liberty, and both parties are bought and paid for by the same foreign banks, and they brag in the news they've conquered us.
That's why I've been reaching out to Oath Keepers, and I've reached out to this young man. We've been trying to connect Dan Johnson, who is leader of these individuals who have decided that they're going to draw a line in the sand on NDAA. And what I want to do is I want to partner with all of the people of this country who want to draw a line in the sand. I'm ready.
It is coming down to that when they say, yeah, we'll torture you. Yeah, we're spying on you without warrants. Yeah, we're going to take your pension funds and give it in a banker bailout. It is so cold-blooded. Now, I want to get into white slavery rings. That means sex trafficking for new listeners out there and what you have exposed. The UN estimates that in just the last decade, over 2 million people were trafficked out of Europe alone, millions out of the Middle East, Africa. This is a giant industry, and who runs it? The big defense contractors. I want to play just a few minutes of you talking right to Donald Rumsfeld and the Pentagon brass in front of you. Talk about guts. Here's a short clip of that. Of Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney talking to folks. It's not ready. We called for it at the start of the last hour. We got it queued up. Start telling folks about that, and then we'll play the clip.
Well, I would also just like to mention there's another clip of me with Chertoff, and Chertoff, as every time I'm going to the airport today, and every time you go through an airport, you know, I think about the Chertoff machines that make him very wealthy. So this idea of us challenging, like the young people of We Are Change and like Luke Rutkowski, I mean, there are some young people who have decided that they're going to do what Mario Savio said, and that is put their entire bodies against the gears and the levers and the wheels of the machine. And they're saying to the owners, you know, if you don't stop it, we're going to stop it, which is really beautiful. You're right. There is an awakening, and I'm just happy to be able to see this awakening now, but I want to see more as well.
Wow. Yeah, we do have that clip actually queued up. And again, if anybody wants to watch it in full, just type in Cynthia McKinney grills Donald Rumsfeld. Here is that clip of her in Congress. What year was this when you did this?
That was 2006.
2006. And here's just part of it. Here's part of that hearing.
I thank the gentleman, the gentlelady from Georgia, Ms. McKinney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003. in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no, absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that corporations can get off of out of the penalty box, if you will, and be permitted to engage in contracts with the government. They're not generally not barred in perpetuity.
This contract, this company was never in the penalty box. If you could proceed to my second question, please.
The second question I've forgotten what the second question was.
I think Ms. Jonas knows it.
Okay, that's enough. Again, there's hours of this, but that's why they hate her. That's 2006. That's why they've gone after her. We've got 10 minutes left here, a little bit less, former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney. I think you need to be back in Congress, obviously, and I hope you do run again, and I hope the electronic voting machines don't keep you out. Because, I mean, you've got to be able to beat a guy that says islands are floating around and everything else. But, I mean, again, they always talk about women being grabbed. If you go read the actual reports, as you know, this sex slavery is little kids. Some of them in snuff films, Saudi Arabia, Israel, a bunch of other Asian countries. That's where these kids are going, and it's just left alone. And there's even PBS documentaries, and then it's this cause celeb to talk about sex slavery, but they're always busting some low-level pimp that's running a few prostitutes, you know, that's bad enough, that they're never talking about the real deal, the real. I mean, I could pull up UN murdering children and show photos right now. I don't want to show it on TV, but go ahead, Congresswoman.
Well, I was just going to say that you're absolutely right, and if you recall, there was the scandal really in Haiti of missionaries that were taking young Haitian kids, and the Haitian government caught them before they were able to escape over into the Dominican Republic. But we've had a situation that was actually adjudicated in the courts with another situation of Haitian, of a, you know, gentleman, well, not really a gentleman, but a person going down to Haiti and stealing kids and bringing them back up to the United States. So this is really a problem, and you're right, it's an international problem. And our government ought to really stand up against it.
Wow, I'm just speechless listening to you. And it's amazing how they'll take the crimes they're committing, and then they'll create the opposition to the sex slavery, and then they'll lead it so they can control the debate and whitewash it.
Absolutely. And I guess you call that controlled opposition. And what we have to be able to do, those of us who view ourselves on the outside of the political system and are trying to impact it, what we have to be able to do is to identify the gatekeepers, identify the controlled opposition, and identify those who have a kind of spirit and a kind of heart that will allow us to penetrate all of the obstacles that are put forth, that are put forward against us. And it is possible for us to do that. I remember a quote from Bobby Kennedy, who said that a million ripples joined together can wash down the mightiest walls of oppression. And I believe that.
I agree with you. Look, it's simple in history, and I know you're very well read and studied and have lived a lot as well. But when you give into corruption, the corrupt don't understand if they're just stealing money or they're just, you know, doing something that's seen as mid-level, that then they can't say no to the next corrupt person who's a little more corrupt
that's
than them.
Right.
And then it's a little more corrupt and a little more corrupt. And pretty soon the UN is delivering kids, three-year-old toddlers, to a snuff film production company in Italy where they rape them and blow their heads off. I mean, and that's a real case I just mentioned that came out on Italian television, and they fired the Italian producers, even though it was confirmed, because the snuff films were meant for distribution in California.
Wow.
I mean, folks, for CIA, FBI, all of you on your petty power trips, all of you that buy your propaganda, you're signed on to a global corporate combine that blows the heads off of three-year-olds, okay? I mean, you know, that smart bombs whole families to kill one guy. We have signed on to evil collectively, and we've got to say, whoa, put the brakes on, no more. And that's what's so sick about Obama, is the Obama supporters get this crazy look in their eye and go, you're just racist, you're just mad you want. I'm like, Romney's bad too. But Obama is the more effective evil. Don't you get it's all manufactured? And they just smile at me and say, shut up, racist. And I'm just like, no. Don't you understand? And they just, I can't get through to people. They just won't listen.
It is all manufactured. And that's why people couldn't believe when they would ask me, you know, as if I was a part of this great spectator sport. You know, you pull in for, you know, Romney. Don't I know you really want Obama to win? But the bottom line is that the drones are flying no matter who won. The bombs are dropping no matter who won. And the policy will continue until we, the people, and this is what I keep saying over and over again. And that's why I want so much to redraw the political boundaries. We have to join together, washing down all of those expected divisions. So, for example, when I came back from Cape Town, South Africa, and had this so-called FBI threat against me.
Hey, I'll tell you what, can you do 5 more minutes with us to tell that story about the Middle East?
Okay.
Former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, 1 minute break. We're coming right back to her. And we got in-studio guests coming up on the 10th Amendment and how to restore the Republic, as well as the 9th Amendment and the 1st Amendment. It's all coming up. Washington has been seized by foreign banks. What are we going to do about it?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.